Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If I was the devil, I would call good evil and evil good. I would silence the families. I would attack our children. I would say that men are women. I would promote abortion and infanticide and war and big pharma and poison shots. I would kill, steal, and destroy. If I were the devil, remember Paul Harvey?
I were the devil. If I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The President of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine on intellect, but neglect the discipline of emotions to let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I could kill the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
And now a clip from Media Matters terrified that Tucker Carlson defends free speech. Here's part of that report.
Now, why do we laugh at Alex Jones again? Sincere question.
Tucker's understood this for 3-4 years. I've been friends with Tucker for about 8-9.
I mean, you know as well as I, there's nobody in the press who is culturally on the same page as you are, or I am for that matter.
Alex Jones. Alex Jones. Alex Jones.
Tucker Carlson.
Alex Jones. Alex Jones. Alex Jones.
Tucker Carlson.
Alex Jones. Alex Jones. Alex Jones.
Tucker Carlson.
For the record, we have never endorsed any kind of conspiracy theory on the show and never would. FBI operatives were organizing the attack on the Capitol on January 6th.
This was a psychological warfare operation to manipulate a crowd. I had,
you know, that's enough. I'm not going to even play the whole thing. We're out of time. I'm going to play it later if we have time. But it's admitted the FBI was running things. Now it's come out.
So just the way they operate and the way they try to get Tucker in trouble at News Corp for defending me, it's not going to work. Tucker is the only guy there that has a contract where he can say whatever he wants, just so you know. So they're totally panicked. They don't know what to do. All right. I've got the biggest news yet on the bioweapons being cooked up in labs. We're going to hit. Then I'm going to get into the NATO information and how that's really the king daddy operation. And then I've got that really key thing I'm going to start beginning to talk about today.
the observer effect and quantum physics, or quantum mechanics of quantum physics. We'll be right back. I am taping this update on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, to let all of our great radio and TV listeners know that Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's been sold out for a long time, is back in stock with a 95% curcuminoid level that's so good for inflammation and more, for 40% off for a limited time, then it goes back to regular price in 1 week. That's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And VasoBeats is selling out fast. So good for your heart, your lungs, your cardiovascular system. Creates nitrous oxide in the blood. It's a really strong concentrate as well. It's 50% off. Krill oil selling out fast, 40% off. Oh, my God. You think fish oil is good? This is amazing. Krill oil. DNA Force Plus. I've extended that for a few more days. 40% off, back in stock. Amazing. Down and Out, 50% off. It's got 8 different natural compounds for deeper, cleaner sleep. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've covered a lot of global news. We've covered the transgender depopulation, Western-style one-child policy program where we just sterilize our young boys and condition them and brainwash them to accept transgenderism, which is, again, just chemical or physical mutilation and sterilization. That we covered a lot. We covered a lot of other big subjects. But right now, I'm going to hit the big one. That, yes, I've been harping on for 20 months every day on this show, because it is the Great Reset. It is the takeover. It is their New World Order plan, in Klaus Schwab, in Bill Gates' own words. So, I'm going to hit this right now. Huge stack here. And it all ties together, and I hope you take notes, and I hope you listen to me very, very carefully, because this is a life and death situation. We know that Fauci works for the depopulationist eugenicists. We know they cooked up COVID-19 as a bioweapon out of 5 viruses that they would own, that they could control, so they could then release more deadly variants whenever they wanted, claiming that they were just variants of COVID-19. And they produced synthetic nanotech viruses that would show up in a testing machine as COVID-19, and they really just wanted the COVID-19 cover story to be able to release nanotech viruses that have a half-life that only replicate so long, so the globalists can bomb certain areas or certain places, like the chemical or biological version of a neutron bomb. And if you don't know what that is, look it up, you'll understand. The neutron bomb kills all the life but leaves the infrastructure in place and doesn't destroy the buildings. And the radiation is gone in just a few minutes. And then you can just come in and replant and regrow. And most of the nuclear weapons are neutron. That's the whole globalist plan. One plan is to neutron bomb the surface of the main cities and depopulate us that way. And they may just neutron us at any point. I mean, I know in the 80s they put neutron bombs up in orbit. So, I mean, so just remember that. And once they get their people in full control of the Pentagon, which they've almost got, they may just go ahead and neutron all of us. So, but God's in control. We'll see if God can stop that. That's just side issue. Didn't mean to get off into neutron bombs for you. This is the equivalent of a neutron biological weapon, where it's synthetic and it has a half-life, and it infects normally only one or two people after that. And I was told that by a lot of people actually in U.S. intelligence from the highest levels last year. They said, no, they're going to release synthetics, and it can only infect a few people after, and then it basically is designed in its replication to phase out. And then I haven't seen it yet, but I've talked to friends and others that have seen the new James Bond movie that they held up for a year because it was, quote, too close to the real pandemic. And in that, there's a bioweapon that's race-specific that only kills who it targets unless you're one or two people down in the chain. While you're infected dying, it can slough off and kill you as well, which is actually what it does. So they just, again, they go watch the movies and just enjoy it, and how they're killing you and how they told you they killed you, because you're supposed to publish a notice under universal law that you're going to kill somebody when you do it. Just like when you're going to destroy a building or take a piece of property by adverse possession that nobody's been claiming or paying taxes on, you got to post it. And so I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to try to go see it in the next few days. The new brainwashing James Bond movie, not because it's entertaining or good, but because I want to be able to analyze it. But I'm told that's what's in it. And so I told you about it a long time ago. Others told you about it. And now it's here. And now it's confirmed. And but it's in a movie. So oh, you got that from the movie. Yeah, right. So let's go ahead and just give you some background here on the new thing, though. Remember, we made a big deal about this last year, that in the year before that, in 2019, a bunch of people working for Bill Gates, Peter Daszak, and others, they don't work for the U.S. government, they don't work for the Canadian government, they don't work for the Chinese government. Just being honest, I hate the Chinese government, I hate communism, but as best we know, they're triple agents, like Spectre in a James Bond movie. They're a global corporate group above it all that plays the countries off against each other. But they've got operatives in every government as well. So they're telling you how the globalist Bilderberg group works. Ian Fleming told you. The head of the Bilderberg group is now the head of the Davos group. The cover commander goes behind the bushes at his meeting with a mask on. Then he comes out as Klaus Schwab during the day. That's the allegory. I'm not literally saying Klaus Schwab's Cobra Commander. He's far worse because he's real.
Cobra.
So let's continue. But they tell you in all the literature and culture how it works. So uninhabitable hell, climate change and disease threatens millions, UN warns. And it says right here that, oh my God, this is like 2019, we're all going to be dead soon. Super viruses will emerge because it's going to get too hot. This is from Reuters. So when things emerge, oh, it's your fault, it's global warming. Remember, they told you that last year. Worse is yet to come. Disastrous future ahead for millions worldwide due to climate change, report says USA Today. This is the same thing, that hot weather is going to cause super viruses, and life on Earth will not be able to recover, and it's going to be unlivable, and you're all going to die. So when they hit you with a bioweapon, and they tell you it naturally came out of a cave in China or a wet market, you believe it. They're all pre-programming you. When the bioweapon comes, it was because you were bad. When you die, it's because you were bad. Okay, good. Okay, thank you. By the way, here's your new admiral. He's a transgender. Okay, so it says cardiovascular and respiratory diseases will come from the heat. So a respiratory disease is going to kill you from the heat. It says right there, from the heat. Leaked UN draft report warns of accelerating climate devastation. Oh, but it wasn't out of a cave. It wasn't out of the jungles of Africa. It was, London Telegraph, Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into cave bats, leaked papers reveal. Oh, and they planned to spray it in nanoparticles of synthetic viral delivery system of chimeric COVID spike proteins using skin-penetrating nanoparticles that also then replicate in the body. But don't worry, the scientists said, it'll only replicate a few times, so it won't spread to humans. Just like the real stuff they're spraying us with right now. Oh, and then here's a bunch of articles about the backgrounds. Daszak admits Fauci funded Chinese coronavirus research at conference featuring Hunter Biden leaked pandemic group. It goes on. So there's the background. Now, let me give you the new information. Just always want to back things up, though, for you so that you understand what's going on here and you can look it up for yourself. Here's the new news. But to get the new news, let's go back a few years. As I said, in 2019, when they were getting all this cooked up and ready and creating plausible deniability. And the experts have come out, the people involved, this is all in the news. A group of Chinese government-connected, Peter Daszak-connected, Bill Gates-connected, Fauci-connected scientists snuck out of the lab, they call that steal, out of the lab in Canada, a virus that at that time killed 40% of humans that got it, but now they've souped it up at Wuhan to kill 80%, and they're now admitting that. And so Fauci says, though, something far worse is coming, and he's now giving you a vaccine to lower your immunity to it. Okay. That was 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago. Here's another one. Biowarfare expert questions why Canada was sending lethal viruses to China. That's the Edmonton Journal. World's deadliest viruses were shipped to Wuhan leak lab from Canada by rogue scientists linked to Chinese military. The Sun. Questions surround Canadian shipment of deadly viruses to China. Protocol ignored and pathogen transferred to Wing Ping's microbiology lab. Winnipeg Free Press. Canada's lab shipment of Ebola Hinepah viruses to China raised questions. CBC. Then they've got them merging them and creating them and all the rest of it here. Now, here's the next little juicy for you out of CTV News, also out of Canada, last month, and they're not making a big deal about it. They just say suddenly the very virus shipped in 2019 to the Wuhan lab that killed 40% of people then has now for the first time popped up in India, China's big enemy. And it's killing the majority of people that get it. Okay. But they don't put two and two together here and point that out. So they get it. They ship it to a lab. They soup it up even more. It magically pops up for the first time, this variety, in India, and it's nothing to worry about. Okay. What is Nipah, the deadly virus emerging in India alongside COVID-19? And it goes on to say, well, it used to kill 40%, but now it kills 80%. And it's now able to jump into humans because it was zoologically just magically made the leap where it can do it now. So, oh, that's a small part of the stack today as they gear up to murder everyone. But they're doing it to save the Earth, right? We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Beyond the one video I did a few weeks ago when it was the top national news story, one of the biggest stories in the world, that Alex Jones found guilty of defaming and purposely lying about people. Like they have like something that read my mind. And you notice they said now a jury will decide how much money he owes because he's guilty. Since when do judges say who's guilty and then a jury decides how much money you owe? Well, that's really never been done before. And two lawyers did a great job breaking this down back at the time that I wasn't aware of. And so we're going to play part of that coming up in the next segment. Now, I said I was going to hit that huge news, and I am briefly. But you cannot do it justice without reading it all. And it's probably, just in this little folder, probably 30 pages of stuff, 40 pages, that off of each little piece you can riff off of. But I promise you, we're going to be getting into it in great detail. It's very, very positive, but also very, very scary information. I also have this big NATO information that is so important that people really aren't aware of. And so we've already covered that some the last few days, but I'll be getting more into that. But let's just get back to this for a second. I showed you mainstream news, government documents, admissions that Fauci, through Peter Daszak with Bill Gates' money, didn't just create COVID-19 and said they were going to release it open air and create nanoparticles that replicate and pierce your skin. They didn't just power grab and censor people that exposed it. They didn't just block therapeutics that would protect people. They didn't just bring in a world government, a world ID under it. But they then we learned got hundreds of other super deadly viruses far worse and are still there souping them up at the Wuhan lab. And I guess they'll release another one, and then they'll also be the spokespersons that tell us they're in charge and tell us what to do and tell us what to put in our bodies. And this is so over the top, and it's meant to be over the top because it's just so ridiculous what they're doing. People can't believe that the guy running all this, quarterback, producing it and releasing it, and then they had it stolen out of the lab, which they shouldn't even be making up in Canada. And Justin Trudeau, who's totally a Chinese communist agent and says he wants to set up a dictatorship in Canada, modeled after Xi Jinping. I mean, that happened. And then lo and behold, he's got Chinese troops training up there and has the military spying on the citizens and the head general goes public and they fire him. I mean, this is crazy. Well, if they did that, people blow the whistle. They do. And they fire him. And then they put in some, you know, woman in a 4-star general outfit. That's what they do. And Milley up there saying, our military is racist and evil. White people are inherently bad. I mean, this is a takeover. They don't say we're globalists here to depopulate you. I mean, they do say that. But to the general public, it's you're racist, you're bad, America's evil. Yeah, we're flying in hundreds of thousands of kids and disappearing. No big deal. Just to shut up. Look, 4-star admiral is a woman. Aren't you excited? And it's a man. So this is just mass behavioral psychology, confusing and scrambling and just smoke screening and befuddling everybody. It's called the fog of war. So it's totally illegal and evil for Canada to be making this stuff and claiming, oh, because they want to be able to counter it. But then to create new viruses and splice them with it so it can jump into humans and then send it to Wuhan so they can release it on the world and then say, oh, was it America? Was it Canada? Was it China? Was it the UN? Was it Bill Gates? That's who it was. So we're living in a biological weapon attack. And I've got like writers calling me in national news all the time. Oh, do a big interview. Oh, do a big biopic on you. Do a movie on you. And I'm just like, none of that's even going to exist. Do you understand they did a test weapon with something that kills old people, people that are already sick, to see how you respond? Then they released something a little more worse, just as I predicted they would. They want to control things. They don't want to reach really bad stuff up front. And now they're telling you, okay, something far worse is coming. Get ready. Go in your houses and lock up when it happens.
They're just going to fly over with drones and spray it on your house. You're going to die. So, I mean, I'm sitting there looking at the clock going, man, I'm white-knuckling this. I really ought to get to some middle-of-the-nowhere log cabin 100 miles from anywhere. If I was a selfish person, I'm looking at my 4-year-old daughter, so beautiful and good this morning, so full of God's light, and I'm just thinking, man, should I just pull up? I should get the hell out of here right now. Just, the public, they're not going to listen. They're just going to have to get exterminated. And I don't want to die with them. And believe me, all the people I know already left. All the smart money already split. I mean, it's America and Australia and New Zealand and Canada and the UK. We're marked for death because of the Christian ethos and our background and our historical opposition to the New World Order. They took us over because of our power to take over the world. Now they want to get rid of who helped them take over the world. So, and they're telling you that, you know, the cataclysm's here, the end of the world's here. They mean the end of the world for us. And so it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous to see judges, you know, out there attacking us and taking away our due process and doing North Korea stuff. People go, aren't you upset about that? I'm like, that doesn't even matter. Do you understand that? They had produced a virus that kills 80% of people, and they admit they've got it, and it's in mainstream news that Fauci got it and has it at the damn lab. He's holding us hostage. Do you understand that? And all your race politics and all your political crap doesn't matter anymore if we don't get a major awakening in the intelligence agencies and in governments and in corporations to put the brakes on this. It's over. I saw Jon Stewart was on TV this weekend on CNN going, let's stop fighting left and right. Listen, Trump's not really that bad. We need to stop all the censorship. This is really bad. You need to stop. And they're not listening, folks, because they're going full bore. And everybody that isn't totally satanic on the other side is like, well, we wanted to run things but not do this. What's going on? Well, I mean, because, you know, Jon Stewart's brother runs the New York Stock Exchange, heavily hooked up. He knows. He looks scared, folks, and you should be. People should be really scared because the globalists know about intention and focus and will and the power of humans to change the universe around us. That is observer effect quantum physics. Proven. And they have that power, and they know if you believe in that power and connect to God and then have God's will, that you can literally move mountains. Not some magic trick, not some Jedi thing, Luke Skywalker, you know, picking up rocks with Yoda. I mean, change the universe the way energy interacts with other humans and other systems with positive wavelengths and destructive wavelengths. Lower energy that's coming in from the first and second dimensions, that's a simple way of saying it, human, that tends to be very destructive and hateful. They try to harness that and control it, but you can't. And then higher energy waves that are fueling the third dimension. It's like a Roman arch where there's no cement between the big blocks, but they perfectly weigh together and then come together with the keystone right in the middle. That's how the dimensions hold each other together like a Roman arch. That's a simple three-dimensional rendering of it for you. And there's charges coming down in it and charges coming up into it. And they don't even really say that in their literature, but you get deeper into the quantum mechanics and the rest of it, and they know that. And it's what the alchemists knew inherently as primitive humans, but they could express it, but didn't understand it all. Now they've got devices that can read it, and the Hadron Superconducting Super Collider, and more. And they're using our power to tell us, you're ugly, you're bad, the end of the world's coming, giant cataclysm, you need to die, 2030, everyone's going to die. They mean us. And they're out there saying it, William Shatner, AOC, Beto O'Rourke. And they're kind of the outside. They get taken to meetings and told, oh, the pole shift's going to do it. Oh, the virus is out of the jungle. We're going to do it. And so they've not been given the full thing. They're just scared. Going, everybody's going to die. I'm so sad. You're all going to die. I'm so sad for you. They don't have the full story. So, I mean, it's here. It's here. I mean, they have initiated this. I hope we can stop it. I hope we can back them down. I hope we get a reprieve like Nineveh. But who knows, folks? Who knows? All right, more coming up. Stay with us. I'm taping this message on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and I've got some great news to report to the listeners. For at least 1 week, we're going to be able to run a sale with Boggy's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that just got back in stock after being sold out almost 5 months because of supply chain breakdowns. It has a 95% curcuminoid level.
Most of the turmeric supplements have a 5 to 10% curcuminoid level. Our leading competitor has a 75% curcuminoid level. This is a special proprietary concentrate. It is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, as an antioxidant for your whole body. It's documented. It's amazing. Everybody knows that turmeric is an incredible thing that God created. And Bodies is the strongest and best you're going to find. And it's back in stock. And it funds the InfoWar. 40% off for a limited time. That goes back to regular price right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this special for 1 week.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I'm going to cover this story, so not because I'm right in the middle of it, but because I don't think some of the public realizes how bad this is and how unusual this is, but how it's becoming very common in blue cities and blue states. People ask, why do you live in Austin, Texas, when it's basically the dumping ground of people that are leaving collapsed California? And it's because my mother's from here, and my ancestors going back to the 1820s on her side and the 1820s on my dad's side are from Texas. And on both sides of the family, we're founding members of the state. On my mom's side, it's ridiculous. Like, people that actually had the plan with Jackson behind the scenes, you know, the whole deal. So it's where I live. It's been conquered. It's been captured. And many of the judges are complete political operatives
and do things like indict Rick Perry criminally for vetoing a bill. That's totally constitutional. But they still tried to have a court and have a jury and put him in prison. And he's had to spend $2 million to beat it. So in my view, this is real criminal activity. And it's the judicial system weaponized stalking Texans. It's like Austin's like a leftist mothership or a cancer right here in the middle of the city attacking everybody. And so folks need to understand, I don't get a trial to say I'm innocent or guilty with a jury. The judge says I'm guilty, says I gave them no information, which is totally not true. And Barnes points out we scanned through millions of documents. We gave him hundreds of thousands total in Connecticut and Texas. Depositions, everything. I've never been allowed to depose or even have one document in Texas. We asked for that, and she said, you're defaulted. And she was a new judge. Another judge handed it over after COVID. So think of the magnitude of that, where I've never gotten one document, never had a chance to depose anybody. She says, you don't. But she's got me in depositions again in a couple of weeks. She's like, oh, but the depositions continue, but you never gave us anything. So, I mean, this is beyond a kangaroo court, beyond a kangaroo trial, because at least there they have kangaroos. This is no judge or trial at all. So here it is.
All right. Let's go on to the one that is also equally interesting. Alex Jones is, you'll tell me if I'm wrong, Robert, did he not just get screwed royally? And but how? So, I mean, there's a lot of Alex Jones defamation lawsuits in different jurisdictions, but the bottom line, I think this is in Texas. This was in Texas, right?
Yes.
And so, the judge, spoiler alert, the judge came out with a default judgment against him, which basically adjudicated on the merits of the defamation claim. Basically, Robert, unless I'm mistaken,
this is another prominent lawyer in Canada.
He's guilty of defamation. Default judgment.
Leave it free.
How you get a default judgment under these circumstances, you're going to elucidate me and everyone watching. He's guilty. Now the only question is how much.
Yeah, I mean, because the media pretended that there had been a judgment on the merits. Both the plaintiff's lawyer and the court are scared of an Austin jury giving a judgment on the merits because they denied Alex Jones his constitutional right to a jury trial on the merits. What the court did, and this is what's happening in liberal jurisdictions. It's why I've been telling clients of mine for a decade to get out of liberal jurisdictions. Don't be in the Austins of the world. Don't be in for, you know, Michael Malice, other people moving to Austin. I get it, but that's as bad as New York legally. There's no difference. They're politically, they're even more nuts because they are annoyed at how the state doesn't agree with them, the state that surrounds them. And so they're even more uber aggressive. So the Austin judges are increasingly openly, overtly political. The prosecutor that got elected in Austin was backed by George Soros-related groups. I mean, that's the mindset of the political groups there in Austin. And they're eager punish their political adversaries. And so that this is a suit that wouldn't have been brought in most places in the country. It would have been thrown out on First Amendment grounds in most places in the country, but not in Austin. And the bigger problem is the Court of Appeals in Austin is also mostly in Austin. So it's all Democrats. So you have a conservative state, but if you live in Austin, you have almost all liberal Democrats ruling on your cases. And they have proven over the past decade that they have no recognition of their limits. And so what happened here is here's a guy in Alex Jones and the other defendants that are sued, InfoWars, et cetera, produced millions of pages and documents and testimony and email and videos and hours. I mean, you add it together. Produced all kinds of videos, all kind of audio files, all kind of email files. They even produced the spam email. I mean, just email that they had just been spammed with. They never even read. They produced all of that. They sat for days and days and days of depositions. More invasive discovery than ever has been allowed in the history of anti-SLAPP cases in the country. Then he does a second round of discovery after all of that. And after producing more discovery than I think any media defendant has ever produced, the court says, oh, that's not enough. I'm not going to let you have a jury trial. Judgment for the plaintiff.
But just so everybody appreciates this, because this was your tweet, and then someone cheekily reported, that's a nice way to phrase the judgment. This was not, I'm not going to let you have a jury trial. This was, I'm not going to let you have a trial, as far as I understand it. It basically said
no jury trial, no bench trial, no summary judgment motion, none of it.
It says effectively, you defaulted in such an egregious way on communicating answers to undertakings. I forget what the word is in the States. that I'm basically saying you're guilty by your conduct in the file, not by the merits of the file. So I had a file like this back in the day. It was a big one. It was a well-known American guy. And this is all public, but names are irrelevant, who got a default judgment in the United States because apparently the conduct was so egregious in the courts that they rendered a several hundred million dollar judgment against the individual. It, by default, no trial, no ability to defend. They basically said, your behavior was so over the top, you're guilty. By default, they took the default judgment, brought it over to Canada, and then tried to seize, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of assets. This is seems to be what happened in this case. Is in the context of the procedure of the file, they say you defaulted or you didn't communicate answers to undertakings. You were jerking the court around. Even if it's true, I don't think it's true, but let's just assume it's true. You screwed around so badly that we're just saying you're guilty by default, guilty. Now let's go to the amounts, and you don't even get to have a substantiation of the allegations against you on the merits. It's a foregone conclusion because you behaved so badly. That's what happened to him.
Yeah, that's what the court ruled. I mean, and to give people an idea, these kind of death penalty sanctions, that's what they're known as, because they're denying you your right to get discovery from the other side. They're denying you the right to a summary judgment motion, which in Texas you have a right to go up through the appellate process before you even get to trial if it's a certain kind of electronic media defendant involved. You have they're denying you a right to a bench trial and denying you a right to a jury trial. They're denying you all of it. It's considered such a severe sanction. Courts have repeatedly said it should never really be given outside of absolutely extraordinary, extreme circumstances with multiple warnings. To give people an example, the only time it's issued is when someone produces no discovery ever.
Let me stop you on there, Robert. I think even producing no discovery would still be contempt, but when there's evidence that they've destroyed documentation, might be when you get it. I mean, to take it more
you have to have multiple layers of it, even then, because typically, even if they destroyed evidence, there's other remedies that are available. So the you need to produce, like in the federal system, for example, if there's been an allegation of destruction of evidence, you have to prove that you can't get that evidence any other way. You have to prove that an evidentiary inference wouldn't be favorable, wouldn't be enough, or other fear. And that's almost never the case. I mean, it's almost this would be the kind of case. You have a video of the incident. It's the only video of the incident. There's no other witness testimony available. You're ordered to produce it. You destroy it. That's the kind of thing where they consider severe sanction. But even there, they usually give you an evidentiary sanction. They say you get to assume that whatever was on that tape was bad for the other party. That's the typical remedy. The law, because these are constitutional rights, rights to due process of law, rights to a trial, and rights to trial by jury that are being stripped of someone, it can only be done under extreme and extraordinary circumstances. But the left doesn't recognize these rules. They don't care about them. They're like, we don't like you. You're Alex Jones.
All right, when we come back, we've got it. It gets even more powerful. But you have to understand, this is a precedent for everybody, and he gets it now. They're doing it all over the country now. And then just saying, you're guilty, you owe money, and then lying, and saying we gave them no information. We want to have a jury trial. We want to show the facts, because nothing they've said is true.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar
4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Huffington Post and groups talked to lawyers that said, we don't even know this is real. We don't believe courts can even do this. This doesn't even exist unless somebody basically just runs off and doesn't show up for court. So this is real, real corruption. And the judge even said, I'm doing this because you criticized me and said I'm having a show trial, which she'd been doing. She'd been saying we'd given them no information, which isn't true. And she talked about a default, and I said, if that's the case, it's a show trial. Well, hell, it's not a show trial. It's no trial at all. Here they are finishing up.
Because these are constitutional rights, rights to due process of law, rights to a trial, and rights to trial by jury that are being stripped of someone, it can only be done under extreme and extraordinary circumstances. But the left doesn't recognize these rules. They don't care about them. They're like, we don't like you. You're Alex Jones. They carved out a separate rules for Alex Jones on defamation law that they haven't applied to anyone else. They carved out separate rules on First Amendment law that they haven't applied to anyone else. They carved out separate laws on public speech outside of the courthouse that they haven't applied to anyone else. The court system is making a mockery of itself because it is such inflamed and political prejudice against Alex Jones. And who is being really judged by this process is not Alex Jones. It's the abhorrent lack of respect for the law by the courts themselves.
Robert, I mean, I know why you're angry with this, because this is the ultimate irony, and I got to bring this up. Kangaroo Court from Chris Hill. I didn't read the judgment. I really want to, and I might do a standalone on this. I just read a few articles where the judge apparently cited Alex Jones repeatedly saying this was a show trial, a mockery of the system, to show his contempt for the process. And what does the judge do after all of this? says, you're not even going to get a trial. I'm going to deem your behavior to be so bad for having called us a mockery, a show trial. I'm going to deem it to be so bad, I'm not going to give you a trial. Thus, hate him or love him, and I've gotten to meet him now. I don't hate him. I think he's actually, you know, he's been, like a lot of people know, he's been right a lot more than a broken clock. But love him or hate him, he says this is a show trial, and what does the judge do? She gets so mad at him for saying it's a show trial that she doesn't give him a day in court for the hearing on the merits, default judgment. I mean, so obvious question, what are his remedies and what shall he be availing himself to?
So there'll be, I mean, this is almost unprecedented. So like almost everything else in his cases, it's figuring out what do you do when the court system is so biased that it just won't apply the law. You can't trust it to enforce the law. That's novel. I mean, so I deal with that in a lot of my other cases. But because my cases are so political, that's the nature of them. But it's still shocking to witness. Especially under the – again, if you have great confidence in your case, if you're the plaintiff's lawyer, if you're the court, if you believe that Alex Jones was wrong, let a jury say so. Let the evidence be fully presented. Why be so scared of an Austin jury, which is going to be a very liberal Democratic jury? It's very revelatory that all of these judges won't let him have his day in court. It's almost as if they know something about these cases, that these cases won't hold up in the way some people think. But right now what happens is, so he's, you know, there's all the ways you can procedurally challenge a default judgment. So he can deal with that part of it. They're going to have a jury trial on damages. That's the only thing they're allowing a jury trial on, damages. In Austin in May, according to the records. And so he'll be defending himself on that. And then I think, you know, and then the media lied. Massive libel campaign by the media. The media went out there and told everybody, oh, there's been a substantive ruling on the merits. Alex Jones lost because he couldn't produce evidence. That's all a media lie. NBC, ABC, CNN, all of them are just flat out lying about Alex Jones. Why is it if Alex Jones is so bad, the media always has to lie about him?
And just so everybody's clear, because I've been reading it and I'm familiar with it. They said he could not, the framing is he could not produce evidence to substantiate his claims. Let's just even assume that that were true. He could not produce evidence to substantiate his claims. That might only mean that he didn't have the evidence to substantiate them. It wouldn't prove the falseness. Even if you get to the next step, which is proving the actual falseness of the statements, you might then arguably have to deal with the criteria of actual malice because these are public figures. What's the word? Spontaneous public.
Well, in Texas, they've changed the rules on that, too. They were pretending they were private figures, that they weren't public figures. I mean, that's why it's like every crazy rule that did come about. But that's why it's like if the media's interpretation was right, that he didn't have evidence to support his position, then you go to trial. You don't do a default judgment. You only go to a default judgment when you think even an Austin liberal jury will rule in Alex Jones's favor when they hear the actual facts, because they would hear a very different set of facts than the media is told. And so they would find out things totally opposite of what the media has been telling people about the case and about him. And so it tells you a lot that liberals are afraid of their own jury pools in these kind of cases, that they have to rig the system to try to just shaft Alex Jones. Ultimately, this default judgment, my prediction, will be overturned by the Texas Supreme Court because it's such a egregious breach of the law, such a clear violation of constitutional right, and makes such a mockery. The Texas Supreme Court has to keep stepping in because the Austin court just can't follow the law, and the Austin Texas Court of Appeals can't follow the law when it comes to political cases.
And just so that nobody thinks Robert is being unfair because he's partial, I won't say biased, partial to Alex Jones, when Robert says it's unprecedented, you can go pull up the articles. Even the counsel for the plaintiffs recognize, acknowledge, have publicly stated it's unprecedented. They just say it's warranted under the circumstances because it's a unique set of fact pattern. But when you, if anybody thinks this is a default judgment, meaning there had been no trial on the merits to prove the evidence that is now going to go through as a foregone fact for adjudication on damages. If anybody thinks that this is the new criteria, there's an analogy in there to something that's going on right now. Oh, yes, in terms of the requirements for mass vaccination based on risk of a virus. If that's the new criteria, you'll be getting default judgments left, right, and center just based on who is politically expedient to get them against and who is not. It's I You know, I hadn't followed the case in a long time. And when I read it, who's the judge, Robert, by the way? Do we know who appointed this judge?
They're elected there at the state court level in Austin. Okay. And same with all levels of courts are elected.
Soros put her in.
The trial courts and the appellate courts are all overwhelmingly liberal Democrats.
But now,
there used to be some old school liberal Democrats that understood the importance of the rule of law, understood the perception of the fairness of a proceedings. These judges, in my view, do not. They don't respect that at all.
But now, just to reconcile maybe something that might be incompatible here, if it's an elected judge, I mean, now that I know how people get elected at a municipal and a lower level, you know, level, it's not by massive amounts of votes. It's by a very small amount of highly involved individuals, which is why I now fully appreciate, and in a cynical sense, the strategy of infiltrating these systems at the local level, because it requires so little manpower to do it at a level where, you know, you can get elected or not elected by 30 votes. And so if you just have a lot of money to put into these things, you can really change things from the bottom up, from a cynical or Machiavellian or good perspective. But this judge was elected, which means, in theory, the constituents wanted this type of judge with these types of
rules. It's worse than that.
It's what, I mean, they assume this will be
popular. Out of 50-something judges, they gave it to her.
This is liberal Austin that liked to pride itself originally on being creative and outside the box. That's now authoritarian Austin. And it's what's happened to liberal jurisdictions across really the entire Western world. That these are people that are, you know, Kevin Oberman and other people just going on authoritarian rants. Not even, I mean, that are indistinguishable from the rants I used to see people when they attacked AIDS victims back in the 80s. The same kind of language, the same kind of just, I mean, Nazi language is what it is. That's what Joe Rogan pointed out. Rogan got into hot water because he just pointed out, when you allow this kind of breach, this is where it ends up. And if you don't stop it early, then before you know it, you're sliding downhill fast.
No, and just so everybody knows, agree or disagree with the judge, understand the distinction imparted on anybody who repeats that statement, he was found guilty on the merits. This is a default judgment, which means that there was no evidentiary hearing on the substantive aspect of the plaintiff's claim.
That's right. Thank you, Viva Free. Jones, the rest of it is on his YouTube channel. You can just type in Robert Barnes or Viva Free on YouTube and find it. Very, very popular shows. Some of their stuff gets millions of views, most of it hundreds of thousands. Good guys. And what they're saying is totally true. I mean, I know a lot of Democrats in Austin that are actually decent people, and they didn't believe it when they saw it. They thought that was a joke. And then lawyers that have been involved are just like, what? You're saying we didn't, and then they're like, we know you've got this and that. It's sort of like this game where they go, we know you've got it. And you're like, oh, no, I don't have that. But see, they have to have me be the bad guy. They can't actually finally, after attacking me and claiming I did this to these kids or whatever, then actually have the trial where most of what they say isn't true. That'll make them look like fools. So instead, they're now going to try to drag me in there in front of a jury where they say, he's all guilty. Just how bad is he and how much money? And they're already sending the stuff over here, like, how much money you got? We're going to get your money. I mean, it's just a joke. So am I worried about me? No. The country's going down. It's like I've got a sprained foot and the ship's sinking and on fire. I'm not worried about my sprained foot. The left are mad dogs.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.